NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, presents The Space Story. When you think robot, what comes to mind? Most likely a walking, talking collection of moving parts that has the built-in smarts to do just about anything at a moment's notice. NASA's robots of today are a far cry from the humanoid-like brethren that strut their stuff in science fiction stories.
The general public has had a perception of what a robot should be, defined typically by things like Star Wars or Robbie the Robot out of the movies, things like that. And the reality of what robotics is all about right now is at a much lower level in terms of technology and not quite as glamorous.
That's Dave Lavery, telerobotics program manager for NASA's Office of Space Access and Technology. Lavery says that NASA's robot research agenda is key to three broad areas. The first is planetary rovers suited for trucking across, say, the Moon and Mars. Two other types of NASA robots are meant for chores closer to home, as Lavery explains.
Another group basically is on-orbit activities, both directly attached to a platform like space station or the space shuttle and doing servicing of satellites or of the space station itself, as well as another group which is known as free flyer servicers, systems that are basically self-contained, self-propelled, that can move about on orbit and do, for example, satellite servicing or debris recovery or operations like that.
NASA projects that not only trek to other worlds but carry out additional space duties means designing robots for all reasons, as Lavery explains.
There's actually a number of challenges that the program is facing in terms of just talking about on-orbit operations, for example. One of the things you obviously have to contend with is the environment. And so you have to develop a mechanism that can withstand the harsh environment of vacuum, the cold, the radiation environment associated with space operations.
Why not leave the robots in the shop and send flesh and bone astronauts instead?
One of the reasons you want to have a robot is because you can't put a human in that environment for some reason, whether it's too distant, it's too far, it's too harsh, whatever. And so you need to put a robot out there to be a surrogate for the human.
But the success of tasking robots to do space work may mimic one character's plea from The Wizard of Oz, "If I only had a brain."
Getting a high level of intelligence built into the machine is something that also is an exceedingly difficult problem. The advances in computer technology, the advances in sensing technology, and the overall level of maturity associated with artificial intelligence and autonomy systems that we can now bring to bear on a problem that just didn't exist before.
As robots become more capable, one might expect a toe-to-toe battle between space automatons and humans. Not so, stresses NASA's Dave Lavery.
We've gone through and done a number of studies that have said if you have a given task that is designed for a human to accomplish, if you stick just a human in there and ask him to do it, he takes a certain amount of time to accomplish that task. If you take just a robot and stick him in that same environment and ask it to do it, it takes a certain amount of time to accomplish that task. But if you have both the human and the robot in the same workspace working cooperatively together, they take a certain amount of time, which is faster than either of the two alone.
While NASA works on robots for its space projects, the agency is also cultivating robotic technology for several earthly applications. One of those jobs is using the precision of a robot to do exacting surgery on the blood vessels in the back of the eye. The operation is so delicate, very few surgeons in the world can attempt the procedure.
What we're developing is a robot that can take human hand motion and, in effect, reduce the scale, so that with large motions of the human hand, the robot makes very, very small, precise motions. What this allows is a much broader pool, if you will, of surgeons to take this tool and do this type of surgery.
NASA is also looking at applying its planetary rover work to agriculture. In a real sense, putting robotic muscle behind the plow.
That opens up an entire realm of possibilities in agricultural robotics that is just enormous. Agriculture as a global industry is the largest economic sector in the world. And if we can have an impact there, even a small percentage impact, you're talking about billions and billions of dollars worth of effort that can be saved by applications of robotics to a fairly small number of tasks.
This has been The Space Story, brought to you by this station and NASA. For the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, I'm Bob Tebow.